Miles Burris was limited again. He's questionable for the game. Timothy Chekwa was limited, questionable. Maurice Jones-Drew was full participation again. He's probable. Matt McCants was full participation. He's probable. C.O. Moore didn't practice today. He's out. Nick Roach was limited again in practice. He's questionable again for the game. Matt Schaub, not injury-related. He's out. And then Rod Streeter didn't practice. He's out.
Was Justin Tuck yesterday said that he thought there was some chemistry being built here. And the whole to be away for those 4 days and be pretty secluded out here as a team, do you sense that or do you?
Yeah, no, I think anytime you kind of get a chance to get away and kind of keep your team, for lack of a better term, kind of sequestered into one little area, they spend a lot of time together. I went over last night and a bunch of the guys were hanging out in the spa and getting a massage or sitting in the hot tub. And, you know, it's really just it's a good experience for those guys to kind of get together and bond a little bit. And hopefully it'll help produce wins.
Was the timing right for this? I think in terms of that coming together sort of thing?
The sooner the better, you know. But yeah, I think our team needed a chance to kind of come together and kind of unify a little bit as a group. Hopefully it'll benefit us down the road and we'll play some good football.
Last week, the defense looked the best, I think, since training camp. Paul Wilson was saying that individually everyone had to, get their man and do the things they needed to do. As far as the offense, it looked like the red zone was a problem. Is that some of the things you worked on this week?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's things that we're working on every week. But obviously, from an offensive perspective, specifically the last couple of weeks, I think we've moved the ball and done a pretty decent job of being able to move the ball. But a couple of things, one, we need to create some more explosive plays down the field, and we need to score more points. And so the red zone's part of that.
You guys are obviously hungry, and there's a sense of urgency to get that first win. But how do you kind of balance it? Because you don't want them pressing either, trying to do too much. How do you find that?
Well, really what it boils down to is guys understanding what their responsibility is and really taking pride in going out and doing your job on every single play. And I think when guys do that, you begin to have some success. And when you have success, it builds confidence and things kind of grow from there. So there's no special formula. It's really about guys going out and executing their jobs. And when they do, they find they have success, and then they build confidence.
If Maurice does go, would you anticipate Darren still being the primary guy?
Yeah, well, we'll see how the game plays out. But Darren's had the majority of the carries over the last couple of weeks and gotten the majority of the practice time over the last few weeks. So, but we'll see how the game plays out.
You see Brandon Ross as being up for this game?
I think there's a good chance we can see him in the game again. Like I said before, he started for us for 13 games last year, and so he's really familiar with the system and what we're asking him to do. So I don't see that as being an issue as far as him being able to be up and play.
You talked before about sort of the impatience that people have with high draft picks, and Matt kind of jumped out last week, and a lot of people are now like, ooh, there's your wow game. Does that kind of amuse you in a way? Because it seems like you've been pretty steady about picking. His progression has been a real steady one, not that he's jumped out at you at any point.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen a lot of good plays out of him, and I see a lot of things every day, whether it be in practice or in the games, where you see his ability level, and you know that at some point, he's really going to take off. I saw some signs of him being able to do that a little bit more last week, and hopefully we'll see, a little bit more of that this week. I think the more you go along and the more comfortable he gets with what we're asking him to do, the better he's going to play.
He's a pretty respectful guy to veterans and coaches and all that, and not carrying himself like a star in any way. But is he starting to let a little more of his personality out that you've seen as he goes along?
Yeah, I guess you could probably say that. I mean, I think he understands that even though he was a high draft choice, he's still a rookie and he's really got to earn his stripes in this league. And that's really what he's focused on doing. He's focused on trying to get himself better on a weekly basis. And I think he's done a good job. And I think the more success that he has, the more you're going to see his personality come out. But I think the other thing about him that you understand about the person, he's very grounded as an individual, and he's not really a self promoter or anything like that. He just wants to go out and do his job and play to the best of his ability.
When you're looking at game tape of Derek Carr and you're seeing the choices and checks that he's making, I mean, nobody's perfect, but is he right?
Well, nobody's perfect, you know, right. But he is. He makes a lot of good decisions, you know, and that was one of the things that, you know, when we decided to make the change and name him the starting quarterback, that was one of the things that we looked at, you know, and that's one of the things that you worry about with a rookie quarterback is with all the amount of information that you got to process and the different looks that you're going to see on a weekly basis, can you make the right decision? Because, a lot of these young guys, you know, talent-wise, they have the ability to do it. It's really, the mental part in processing the information that gives them challenges. And he's been outstanding in that regard. And I think he'll continue to get better as he gets more experience.
No one likes losing, but as a coach, one can only imagine what you think of week to week. After last week, coming in this week, how do you feel? Do you feel more confident about the team and where they should be?
Well, listen, I've always felt confident that this team can win football games, but we've got to be able to go out there and do it on Sunday. And we get another opportunity this Sunday against Miami, and we'll go out and put forth our best effort and see if that's good enough to win.
Dealing with their tempo, is that something that you guys are obviously focused on? What's the answer?
Yeah, well, I think – kind of the nature of the NFL now is a lot of these up-tempo offenses. So it's something that is not really necessarily unique to Miami, but there's a lot of teams that are doing that. We obviously faced some of that last week. So that's something that, really on a weekly basis we've got to prepare for. Well, yeah, as far as being a rookie, yeah. I mean, I think he's ahead of the curve as far as the mental aspect of the game, from the quarterback position as a young player. And so, and again, that's one of the reasons why we felt comfortable with having him as our starting quarterback, is we felt comfortable with his ability mentally to handle the things that we're going to ask him to handle.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, thanks.